Now here is Morgan Beatty with the news.
And the news tonight, it's that gigantic political trap for the candidates known as the American primary system. All of the potential candidates for president either fear or hate the system that can come up and smack them in the rear, a system that covers less than half the country and can cheat any man out of a fair shot at the presidency. Today, five candidates or possibles either jumped into or sidestepped or accepted the handicap of primary elections. Senator John F. Kennedy and his supporters literally jumped into the New Hampshire primary, the first in the big year known as 60. The reason was fairly obvious, or reasons, because his organization and his New England background and his financial backing give him a tremendous advantage over other Democratic candidates. That led Senator Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota to confirm his graceful and rather frank sidestepping in New Hampshire. He has said he suspected Senator Kennedy was strong there, hence why invite disaster in a single small state. And, of course, there's the money. Senator Humphrey is a relatively poor candidate. Senator Jack Kennedy can command considerable loot, and primary expenses are all on the candidates or their friends. Senator Humphrey will wait until he can get the New Englander into the Middle West, into Wisconsin, nearer to his home ground, and give him a contest. Provided, of course, interested voters put up enough money to make the run. One candidate for delegate in New Hampshire decided to impose the state's system on Governor Nelson Rockefeller of New York. He entered the race as a Rockefeller man, that is, favorable to the governor. This tied the governor's hands. He can do nothing about a favorable delegate. He said in Albany late today he would ask to have his name withdrawn if the candidate were pledged to him, but he's not. It would be possible to do that under the New Hampshire law, and this would preserve the governor's present position, namely that he would respond only to a draft movement. Thus, he would avoid disaster in New Hampshire. All of this has led to considerable stirring among the Nixon forces. Of course, they entered the vice president in New Hampshire today. They are concerned that the vice president will be without any public sign that he's wanted in the White House.